This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Well, good afternoon. Great to have you with us here on our Open Lines program. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. I hope you'll call and make your opinion known on whatever you want to discuss. That's what we do pretty much every day here on KGMI Connects. It's our open community forum. And that's all that's required is you having a telephonic communication device and a desire to express yourself. That's all you need. 360-676-5464. You can also text us at that number, and we'll try to get those thoughts out. But, you know, it's more of a conversation. You know, we can have a conversation, I guess, what I'm trying to say, if you do call. But, yeah, I'll get her rolling here. I've got thoughts about some things that popped into my head today and popped up. I was going through this and that, but show is most the most important part is what's on your mind. And let's get going today with, well, let's start with Jim in Seattle. Hi, Jim.
Hi, with... Joe. Should I tell you how's it going?
Sure.
That's not taboo.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah.
Not taboo.
No, it takes just a moment to say, yeah, but I appreciate that.
Okay.
I hope you're doing well, too.
Keep you happy here.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do my best to keep us all happy.
Okay.
or sad for the right reasons.
Okay.
So the things that I wrote out, watching different shows and listening to Dennis Prager on MSNBC, I was watching, but they're just one part of the elite media say this election coming up, as they say about nearly always, the latest election is the most important one ever or in our lifetime.
Right.
And I say, why can't we say both, that it matters who wins and that they are both donor-fed parties that are, in my opinion, pretty bad. Trump is worse, I'll say, maybe a lot worse, and there's no guarantees he'll get elected, and there's no guarantees that Biden won't do something pretty bad. But don't panic if Trump wins, I will say. You know, we'll have to make do. 75% of Americans are against both candidates. We don't like them very well, and we still have a bad choice. So why won't – this is another question I pose to – because people like me on the left always sell our – so well, we don't. We vote for lesser evilist candidates to be – you know, prevent the worst from happening. And why won't mainstream Democrats vote for Cornel West? Or reach out to the 120 million who don't vote, because they don't. They're and MSNBC, CNN, they're big corporations, and NBC is a very conservative company that is actually a subsidiary of General Electric, who, you know, one of the big businesses, corporate. So I say it's blackmail. Economic democracy is out of the question. And so I'll move on if you have time. Well, just let me know if I don't have any more time.
Well, I'd respond to a couple of those things. And I know the two-party system isn't popular with most. But, I mean, what is the alternative? What would people like to see? Just a free-for-all? I mean, three parties, four, five, six. And I know in other countries, those with especially a parliamentary system, they seem to have more of these or the factions of the parties, rather, are sort of broken up. You've got your ultra-conservatives, you've got your ultra-liberals, you've got those that are focused on different parts of the society or economy or what have you, and then they have to build a coalition to come together. It seems our parties are a way to more or less focus the attention on that standard-bearer, ultimately. I mean, it's a way to weed out the challengers or what have you and come kind of to a consensus of, okay, the top two candidates, and let's just choose here and move on. I mean, otherwise, what are we going to do? We're going to elect someone who gets 30% of the vote over those who get 20 and 25 and 15%. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like our system is set up to, you know, do you get what I'm saying? I'm kind of picturing a pyramid. Okay, you start out with a bunch of candidates. We go through the process. Generally, then we kind of come to a consensus. Okay, this is the person. Nobody's perfect, and you're never going to agree with everybody. You probably don't always agree with Michael Parenti. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I try to scrutinize him. He told us all that. Well, and one of his from Yakima, he said, I have to be scrutinized as well if I'm going to be saying things. But I agree with the vast majority of what he says. But we could have a takeover of the Democratic Party. That's one of the suggestions that even Gore Vidal would make here. I got his book here. I'll try not to get into it today because I don't want to take up all your time. But, you know, a parliamentary system, Europe is probably has been more liberal, maybe for a lot of reasons. But I think a parliamentary system where you actually get your representation instead of all or nothing, you know, you can vote and work very hard for a candidate and for Democrat. And I've worked on campaigns too, you know, just grunt work. And if you get 49% of the vote and the other guy gets 51, you don't get any representation other than he may have to pay attention to that much power in his district. But so it could be done with a parliamentary system too, where you get the percentage of the vote that your side, your party gets is how much representation in seats in the Congress, and then they have more liberal prime minister. Most of them have it. It's more liberal.
Israel. I mean, here they've got a very ultra conservative government in place because Netanyahu, he's been around forever, and he has won by a very slim majority and was able to cobble together a coalition that did put him in power or keep him in power. And his majority is very slim, but he has a ruling majority or a governing majority. So, I mean, a system like that, is that any better? There's still compromises being made. And, you know,
I know that they say it's the only democracy in the area, and I'm not an expert on Israel, although I don't believe it's mostly racial politics to me, where they exclude the Palestinians because Palestinians.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking in a purely political sense. But
sense, I'd have to brush up on my knowledge of Israeli democracy, which I know the latest that it's the most right word that they've ever had, and that Netanyahu was messing around with the Supreme Court there, so he wouldn't have to.
Well, right. I'm not trying to get into all that. I'm just talking in general terms. But we've kind of gone on for a while. Jim, I want to give some others a chance here before we take a break. But I appreciate your thoughts. Thanks for calling. We'll do more tomorrow. But Rod in Bellingham has some friendly, constructive criticism for me. Hi, Rod.
Yeah. I'll say feedback is all. And it's totally friendly.
I think I would expect nothing else from you.
And I think everyone that calls in, or virtually everyone that calls in, is probably guilty of this. So I hope it doesn't sound really muddy, because it's really not my intent at all. But I was listening to you yesterday with the other people calling in, and I'm going, Joe kind of sounds like a contrarian. But what you're doing, really, is you're offering the other side of things. I believe that's what you like to do. And I don't see that as wrong, because otherwise, how do you have a discussion that volleys back and forth? But I was thinking, you know, because there was one gentleman that brought up the DE&I thing. And apparently there's a lot of companies starting to drop that program if you listen to one form of the news versus the other, you know. And it was like, okay, it got into almost like a discussion of, well, this DE&I thing isn't really working. It makes people feel bad. Da 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 da. We have a we live in a society where if we can just drop all this, we can move on better. And then, you know, you had brought up, well, wait a minute now, you know, we still have racism, and I'll tell you what, we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to deny that one bit. But what if we find out? And this is kind of like a what if, and me, I kind of feel like some people have come up with the program with the intent of maintaining their position in society so that they remain relevant. Others truly feel that the program needs to exist. And you had brought up, well, what about, you know, the civil rights and whatnot? I mean, we can go through history where people have been treated very poorly, mm-hmm. and to this day they still are. But let's say, for instance, if someone's trying to bring up a point where this program might do more harm than good with respect to the numbers, should that program be looked at and evolved or dropped until it is evolved, rather than saying, well, wait a minute, don't you think that we have racism today, that we still got a ways to go, we're not a perfect society? And I think most of us will agree that we're probably never going to have a perfect society, hence the diversity that we have. That it's sort of like the power of this nation is in its diversity, but it's also the obstacle for this nation as well.
Well, that's the paradox. Yeah, I think
exactly.
That's a very true statement, I think, and it's one that we'll grapple with, you know,
forever.
Well, to one degree
or
another,
we're alive.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that's why I brought this up, not as really a critique, but if you, it almost, at times I notice that it feels like some people are picking on you and they're just bringing up a subject, and then you've got to kind of wave the flag for your side. And it's like, oh, maybe. That's why I brought up the movie thing and looking at people from a different perspective. And then you brought up, well, wait a minute. Well, there's the one thing about reality is, it's reality, the one in the movie, you can watch it through for 2.5 hours, and there's a plot that thickens and all this, mm-hmm. but so does life, because it really, it sort of mirrors life in a way, the movies, but it takes us out of the personal factor, and then now we become those that critique the movie, which is kind of interesting, because some directors would probably appreciate that, and others wouldn't, and here we go back to the debate thing. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if you had kind of taking the time recently or whatever to listen to one of your programs and think, maybe I could have approached this from a little slightly different angle, and would it have made the conversation actually more interesting instead of just a simple volley back and forth, this is my flag, this is your flag. And like I said, we all do it. You know, like I said, it's not really a critique. I was just kind of like wondering.
I don't know. I think about the show pretty regularly.
I know you do.
I don't obsess over it. Because really, it is a thing. It's, you know, and it's it's a forum for us to discuss these things. It's not going to change the world. It's not going to end the world. Well, maybe it'll change the world a little bit in our neighborhood, and I think that hopefully for the better in most cases. But I think talking about these and looking at issues from different sides, even if they don't necessarily line up with your viewpoint, is important. And you talk about programs. There's if something isn't working, I'm not an ideologue where we have to stick with it regardless. If it's not working, it's not working, and we need to change it or to scrap it. But I personally don't think that that's where we are as far as teaching and discussing the history of our country in terms of race relations, what have you, or other social issues. I think those are issues that are important for us to continue to discuss because, like we said, we're going to continue to grapple with them for a long, long time. But Rod, I appreciate your call. I got to take a quick break, and we got other folks on the line. We got Rich and Jack and Robert, and we'll get to you too here on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464.
What he's saying is we have to do the right things every day to earn happy customers.
Customer service is something you have to work on daily. This is not something you gather up every quarter or 6 months. It requires a lot of intention and energy. Well, the goal is to do that, treat everybody like a millionaire. I hold my employees accountable to a different level, and we still fall short. I fall short. It's hard. It's hard to maintain a really solid, good customer service, but that's something that we have taken on ourselves, and we're not going to change that, because if something comes out of our hearts, we enjoy taking care of people and enjoy doing the right things. In my heart, I feel that you have to do the right things, regardless. If they sound good, don't sound good, they look good, don't look good, you still have to do the right things so you can go to sleep at night and feel like you've done well.
Xavier's Bellingham Nissan. We take care of our customers.
This is Heidi Person, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the upside.
In 2023, Terramar Brewstillery and Edison raised $8,700 for local community organizations and charities through beer pint nights, donations, and their Barker's Dozen monthly dog biscuit fundraiser. They currently have two fundraiser beers on tap in 2024, including the Kakua Project IPA, brewed by many breweries across the country to help raise funds for the Maui fire relief efforts. They also brew the Ales for ALS West Coast IPA, with proceeds benefiting ALS research. Terramar Brewstillery also hosts different local artists throughout the year with the local Artist of the Month series.
The Upside is brought to you by RB Wick and the Bellingham Coin Shop. Be sure to join RB Wick for the 7th annual Easter egg hunt throughout Whatcom County with prizes up to $2,500. Visit RB Wick's Treasure Hunts on Facebook for more info.
If you have good news to report, email it to us at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
P&W Perks is helping you feel your best this Thursday at 8 a.m. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Max Hair Studios for just $25 at pnwperks.com. Transform your hair and elevate your style at Max Hair Studios inside the Bellis Fair Mall. Known for its exceptional services, skilled stylists, and commitment to delivering personalized experiences, Max Hair Studios is where excellence meets innovation in hair care. From precision haircuts to vibrant coloring and rejuvenating treatments, they offer a wide range of services to enhance your natural beauty. By using only the best products that nourish and protect your hair, you can count on long-lasting results. Max Hair Studios has received awards and certifications for their outstanding services, reflecting their dedication to excellence. Experience the difference at Max Hair Studios, located in the Kohl's Wing at Bellis Fair Mall. Indulge in self-care with Max Hair Studios and P&W Perks this Thursday at 8 a.m. Get a $50 gift certificate for just $25, only at pnwperks.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
That we are taking your calls live. Let's go to Jack in Seattle. Hi, Jack.
Hello there, sir.
Hi.
Hey, I was thinking about kicking some people in the chin, okay, making them think a little bit. So one of the things is in the Jewish tradition, the guy who gets up to, when the kid becomes a man, right? He's 13 years old or whatever. He has to teach before the whole thing. Do the scriptures nowadays. Back in Jesus's day, he was fully 12, which means he was 13. So see the way they count the numbers back then?
Okay.
And if you count the numbers, that it's not fully 12 until it turns to 13. And you go back and you do the whole thing with the Exodus.
Uh-huh.
And then you realize that Cecil B. DeMille, how he had Ramses II as the Pharaoh of Egypt at the time of the Exodus. And Cecil B. DeMille was apparently a good director. I don't know. I didn't watch the movie.
Okay.
But if you take the full 100 years, and then it goes to the next and that kind of stuff, and you take that counting into effect, that it's not considered whole until it's passed.
Yeah.
That would put the Pharaoh at the time of the Exodus as Akhenaten, who was King Tut's daddy.
Okay.
So King Tut wasn't actually a king, because they typically got all that stuff together over the course of 30 years it took to have all that stuff. What he was buried in was Akhenaten's burial garb and that kind of thing. And this Akhenaten guy, you know, they didn't have him to put in the tomb because he was in the Red Sea.
Oh.
Yeah. So...
Oh, so he was among the Egyptians who were pursuing the Israelites or the Jews.
Little sidebar. He wasn't an Egyptian. He was a Syrian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, so the Bible says, and another Pharaoh rose up that didn't remember Joseph. And the term another is a word that means somebody completely different, not like the traditional pharaoh. So it wasn't like a Ramsey who came before him. It was a different one from a foreign land. They were importing people like crazy to go about their expansion because they were the most powerful country in the world at the time.
Okay.
And then afterwards, they've never reached any sort of power in the whole thing. I just figured I'd kick everybody in the knees and make them think back to all the things they thought they knew.
All right.
And, you know, if one, and all I can say is prove me wrong.
Okay.
And I'll totally accept it. But it has to be proven, not just an opinion.
Okay. Sounds good. My shins are aching. So, thanks, Jack. Let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
How's it going, Joe?
I'm doing well.
You were talking at the beginning of the show about a community forum, and I happened to see you yesterday at one up at the fairgrounds in Linden, and I wondered what you thought of it.
Well, I thought it was very informative and really important. I thought it was really well done, and I think Whatcom Family Farmers, they're doing a yeoman's work, and really, I mean, just to get the information out and making these forums available to people is invaluable, I think.
Yeah, they're trying to educate people on the possibilities of what's coming. This adjudication lawsuit has not been filed yet. They've been promising it for over a year. It's supposed to be June 20 of 23, and it's going to be April of 2024, and it may well be a while yet. But the key things that I got out of that information was this will be the largest lawsuit ever filed in the state of Washington. There will be 20,000-ish defendants. So, you know, no matter what the subject is or what the goal is, a lawsuit to that scale is going to take forever. There's just no way around it. How could you give a fair shake to that many parties in a lawsuit? So that's the major thing I have with it. It's not so much what they want to do, it's the how they're doing it. And Olympia could make a law. They could say, we want to quantify and prioritize water, and we need everyone to fill out this information. And they could just pass a bill and do it, and then you would fill it out, and they would know what they need to know. And the state is already charged with governing water rights. They've been charged with that since, I think, 1917 when they began basic water law, and then they further clarified stuff in 1945. And their job is to control the public water and allow certain users to use it or not use it. And that's their job, but they haven't been doing that in the last 50 years. There's been open claims that have gone, at least not in Whatcom County. And the rest of the state, different parts of the state operate differently. Mm-hmm. Like, you can still get a water right on Lummi Island if you file a claim. It's not a big deal. There's no contesting to it. There's no basin. There's no fish problem. There's just no big deal. You file this thing, and I don't know how long it takes. I'd imagine a year or
but
more,
I,
and then you get a
water
right.
But I suspect that they'll be part of this because they're part of the
nope.
county. I mean, they're part of Whatcom
nope.
County.
Not the island. No, it's different. It's not part of the Nooksack Basin, part of the watershed at all. It has its own little tiny aquifer. There's really not much groundwater on Lummi Island.
But that they're going to be doing this around the entire state. This one is the...
This is Whatcom County only.
What I've seen from ecology is that this is the first step, that Whatcom County, and I think another... Is it Yakima or another county? I want to
say
in central
Washington. They already did years ago. That's been done. That was from 40 years ago, and it recently concluded, like, in the last few years.
But it is going to go on. But I think it just makes sense to me that to have all this spelled out and not to be in limbo, like you're saying. Like, if the ball has been dropped, it's been dropped. But now it's time to pick up the ball and to set the rules.
And we're going to have another 20.
Then everybody will know what their rights are. And I think it'll protect property owners and the state and those who have water rights.
That sounds good, but the reality is half the people in that room will be dead before there's any result. And justice delayed is justice denied. A multiple decade process is wrong just on the basis of that.
But if it's not resolved, it's the status quo then continues. I mean,
that's the job of ecology, and they have refused to do it for 50 years.
But they haven't done it for all those years, why shouldn't they do it now?
They should do it, but not through court over 20 years. They can have the legislature make laws.
That's just speculation. That's basic logic. Basically, what I understood from last night, you once this process starts, you submit your form, and once it goes through the process, then it'll all be said and done. Rich, I know you're terribly skeptical of this and anything that government does, but ultimately we have to, as a collective group, talking about citizenry, we need to take stock of these resources that are going to be. There's going to be more and more pressure as our population grows, as the uses of water and other resources grow. We need to have a sense of who's using it, how much people are using, how much people can use. It just seems to make sense to me. I'm not saying that everybody should be thrilled about it, but it's a process. It's like, I mean, we have to file our taxes every year, and it's a requirement. But we're planning on doing a series on this and looking into this in depth from the different parties that will be involved and affected. So we'll continue that, and we'll be back in just a moment here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Lindale Glass is your premier window and door company in Waukamaskagit County. With over 35 years of professional installation experience, you can rely on the dedicated employees at Lindale Glass to provide an exceptional install. Lindale Glass features Milgard windows and doors, leading the industry with innovative, high-quality products. You can be assured of a product that is customized for your home. No shortcuts, no gimmicks, just excellent service and exceptional quality from Milgard. Visit a Lindale showroom to learn more or online at lindaleglass.com.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
Benjamin Franklin was a scientist, inventor, journalist, philanthropist, and the namesake of our school, the Franklin Academy in Bellingham.
Jackson loves kindergarten, and what more could you ask for than a positive and exuberant experience to build a foundation for a lifetime of education? Students get weekly time with specialists in Spanish, library, music, physical education, and science. During our tour, we noticed that we knew quite a few Franklin families already, and after reaching out to them and receiving glowing recommendations, it was an easy choice.
We have small class sizes so I get support from my teacher. I love that we have daily math, writing, and literacy time, and I get to do hands-on STEM projects weekly too.
Hi, I'm Natalie, the admissions director here at Franklin Academy in Bellingham. We are a STEM-certified school for students from preschool through eighth grade. Looking for a small class size and personalized education for your student? We invite you to visit thefranklin.academy and book your tour today, or just give me a call.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday afternoon. Let's go to Rod in Linden. Hi, Rod.
Hi, Joe. Hey, what I wanted to talk about was the hiring practices by the game company in Seattle. There was a post, a lady that does the hiring put out a post a few days ago that saying that she refused to hire white people. now. It's for the game, the Black Panther.
Okay.
And I can kind of understand that, but it is an illegal practice. And she stated that she's just not comfortable around white people, so she refuses to hire them. Okay. Now, that to me, I was thinking about Finland again and why they're the happiest country in the world. And, you know, they're 90% white over there, all one race, and they have no history at all of slavery.
Okay.
Now, they don't have that thrown in their face every day. So maybe that's making them happier. They're not dealing with other races that have this history of slavery.
Okay.
And it might have something to do with it. You know, maybe it goes both ways, because Finland is actually a racist country, even though they're the happiest. They're very racist. They're now really scrutinizing any migrants that come from Africa and the Middle East now because of the issues that are happening there.
Okay.
But they're so happy and they're 90% white. Why are they so happy? Is it their social agenda? I don't know.
I couldn't speak to that. I guess we'll let that, people come to their own conclusions about that. But I don't know. I think we can be happy and diverse at the same time. I believe that too. All right.
But for her to come out and blame her, that post has been taken down as racist.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And it was the best. But I commend her for having the nads to actually come out and say it.
Okay.
She's not comfortable, really.
Well, she has every right to say it. And, you know, you have every right to say whatever you want to say. It doesn't mean that you have every right to take action on those kinds of discriminatory feelings.
No, I think that's why it was taken down was because the illegal practice in hiring.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rod. Appreciate
it. Okay, Joe.
Okay, have a good one. Robert in Bellingham standing by. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hello. I thought I'd talk about the election system that I think we'd be better off maybe with a parliamentary system where it wouldn't be winner take all for presidency but we don't have that system now. And so I think the problem with, at least with the presidential races, is it's winner take all. And
executive branch, but doesn't take all. Obviously, the opposing party can easily win control of one or both houses of Congress, with a parliamentary system, I don't know. I mean, just looking at what Israel has experienced in recent years, so Netanyahu wins the election, but then he's got to build a governing coalition in the Knesset, and if he doesn't do that, then they have to go back to the polls and they vote again and again and again, and they were in turmoil. They had no government basically for weeks and weeks.
Well, our system, I sometimes think, like, Biden isn't perfect, but I would still vote for him over a third-party candidate. We have choices for Congress, too, and maybe a third-party candidate like Bernie Sanders runs for Congress, and he still sides with the Democrats in voting. But I think the problem with, if people are too critical of Biden, if you vote for third party, you'll probably get Trump in there, and that's just going the opposite direction. And I think the problem is we've met the enemy, and the enemy is us. And what happens is you get somebody like Biden in there, and he may be somewhat moderate, but, you know, a large percent of the people are conservative, and a lot are more liberal than Biden, and a lot are in the middle. And so he kind of has to walk the tightrope, that's okay. But, you know, there's some people that think we're not doing enough to solve climate change, or we should tax we should, like Bernie Sanders suggests, you know, free college and stuff like that. And people like those ideas until they have to pay more taxes for them. Mm-hmm. And so it's very hard to, because the people tend to grate against an idealist. If an idealist gets in power like Biden, maybe Biden wants to do more to solve climate change, but the, say we get a carbon tax, which might help solve that problem, then the people go against it and people are too addicted to their cars and stuff. And I often think that the problem is that people don't back a progressive when they're in there. So we might as well have someone like Biden who at least kind of protects the Supreme Court, things like that. Okay. And it's somewhat moderate, because a lot of the people lean to the right, or maybe they'll say, yeah, we want to do something about climate change, but then they don't want to pay more for gas or something like that. Or they say they want to tax the rich more, but here we're in a blue state, but we still don't have an income tax because the voters voted down.
Right, so right. It's true. Yeah, you'd think liberal state would have a progressive income tax, but it's it doesn't fly here, that's for sure. But
so I think Biden is pretty good, given the fact that the people are a lot of them tend to be conservative, and a lot of people on the left, they just say, well, we should do this, we should do that, but then when it comes to paying more taxes or driving less or using public transit or maybe even getting an electric car or riding the bicycle more often or something like that, some people do that, but not enough to. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is when somebody makes a big change, like for climate change or something like that, then the people end up getting pushback from the people, because a lot of people say, well, gas prices are going up. So now, you know, then they run into political problems with that.
Yeah. All right, Robert, thanks for your thoughts.
And, all right.
And when we'll take a quick break, be back with more. We got Keith on the line and Bill. They've been hanging on, and we'll get to you too. 360-676-5464.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Dedicated to service, shining a light on local individuals, law enforcement, and groups giving back to our community. Brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury in Bellingham.
Mackenzie Powell and family turned a negative into a positive when they discovered their new home had housed a seasonal colony of brown bats in the attic. After cleanup, they reached out to Bellingham Makerspace to create an alternate living space when the bats return this spring. Enter local Girl Scout Amber Nearing, who took on the project of building 40 bat boxes. With a huge assist from Makerspace volunteers Sandy and Mark, the two families, the Bat Conservancy, and our local Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Bat Colony and the Powell family will safely coexist this spring.
Dedicated to service, brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury. Go see why they were recently voted Best Startup Business and Best Jewelry Store in the Northwest. Stop by today to view their beautiful selection of GIA-certified and lab-grown diamonds, plus unique custom designs with an in-house jeweler. Find them at 21 Bellwether Way next to Lombardi's Back Patio.
Tuning into the high school football game. Monitoring the incoming storm.
They say what I think, but smarter.
Catching your favorite talk show.
These are just few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio.
And AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you and your family safe in dangerous times.
Visit wearebroadcasters.com to learn more and tell us how you depend on AM radio stations like KGMI.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Now we go to Keith over on Sandy Point Heights. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me. I like your show a lot.
Thanks.
The show's very important. Yeah, great. I guess my call today is going to end up at music really quickly. In 72, I got a draft number like 111. I thought, oh, crap, I want to go into service, but 111, I'm going to go to Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And so I joined the Army, which allowed me to go in for 3 years instead of two, but I got to pick my station. So I ended up in Ulm, Germany, 60 miles from Stuttgart, 90 miles from Munich. And after a couple of years, we thought, wow, they got all these great concerts over here. And so we got to see The Who in Stuttgart and in their May Day, which was great. We smoked a lot of hash. And then we went to the concert and had a, and drank Lambrusco and smoked more hash. The other great concert was Pink Floyd in Munich Olympic Stadium.
Wow.
And they were, that's when Dark Side of the Moon came out.
Uh-huh.
And that was awesome. And
some hash involved there too, I'm thinking.
There was hash.
Okay.
The Germans like to smoke chisms, which are chillums, which is half hash and half tobacco.
Okay.
Which us GI guys, we didn't like the tobacco. We just liked straight hash. But anyways.
Okay.
But I guess my pinnacle is a tribute to Bellingham and the participation with Jimmy Buffett. And Jimmy Buffett, I think it was around 1980, about that era, came to the Bellingham Ice Arena.
Mm.
And the night before, he had played in Vancouver, B.C. And so when he came down, I didn't know a lot about Jimmy Buffett at the time, but he was good, really good. He was funny. He was a very good band. He goes, yeah, I was up in Vancouver. Our band was up there. We couldn't have any marijuana. Of course, you know, we get busted if we did. We haven't smoked a joint for a few days. And all of a sudden, 20 joints hit the stage.
I believe
and that. About the second song, you could see the drummer back there, and he lit one up. But that's a good Jimmy Buffett story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So where was the Bellingham Ice Arena? Was that... That wasn't Civic, the Civic Complex at the time, was it?
Out there by the airport.
Okay.
I think they make barbecues now or something up in there.
Okay.
Some kind of ovens or something.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so by the airport, the old ice arena.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, those days, you know, and you, the shows that you see, and, I mean, you knew they were really cool, but you didn't realize that how kind of historical they'd be eventually, you know? You're talking about...
I was 21, 22, you know, I mean, I was just a kid just doing my thing, but trying to be a soldier and all that, and trying to keep my head above water.
And obviously they weren't making you pee in a cup at that time.
We had random drug tests at time, but not that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, that's about all I got about that.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it.
You bet, Joe.
All right. Yeah. And let's see. Let's go to Bill, north of the city. Hi, Bill.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the water rights issue. And,
okay.
And something that, okay, you give the state of course, the state has had the power for so, you know, they basically own the water rights, and they allow certain usage of it. But what's to say that they won't change the environmental rules to not allow people to use septic tanks anymore? And right now, if there's a land sewer available, I mean, you know, a city sewer, municipal sewer system available, you are required to hook up to it.
Uh-huh.
But that's not a more efficient use of the water, because for the most part, the water is recycled, although it's not returned to the ground as pure as what it was removed. And the purification process of passing through the ground is questionable, because a lot of pathogens may still remain in the ground. Okay, my question is, if you can solve that problem and introduce an alternative system to septic tanks that is 100% safe, say, evaporative composting that with the right testing and stuff turns out to be 100% safe, it would be more efficient, more water efficient than municipal water systems, and therefore they would not be able to force you onto a municipal sewer system. And at the same time, when these cities have a bunch of water rights, can they demand an increase in the usage of water when they are basically more polluting than a possible alternative technology, which would be evaporative composting? My idea is that before they divide up the water rights and tell the farmers that they can't have it, that they need to reevaluate what they're doing with municipal water systems and decide whether or not they want to allocate any more water to a polluting system. Because if the septic tanks were substituted for evaporative composting, then they would be more less polluting than anything else. And the state therefore would not be able to ban people from drawing water for their own personal home use if it's going back into the ground pure.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. If there's a system that and it's feasible and it's something that can be adopted, obviously over time on a large scale, it makes sense that. That these kinds of technologically advances would be a boon to water preservation. It would be huge. I mean, you think about it, when we're using water that is the same water that supplies our drinking water supplies to get rid of waste. Yeah, you know, it's kind of a tragedy, you know.
And you need nothing more than draw water from a lot of places in Ferndale to find out just how bad that contamination can affect the water table.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. And it'd be interesting to find out more about these systems and how practical they would be to get to install in homes on a wide scale. Because it would make sense to, I mean, would, you know, government's talking about, subsidizing solar panels and what have you, alternative energy, green energy, that sort of thing. Wouldn't this be another area that could be subsidized and help people to put these kinds of systems in? Would make sense. Back in a moment, and we want to hear from you. 360-676-5464. It's KGMI Connects.
We all have our go-tos, right? The doctor you trust, the dentist you rely on, the restaurant you love. What makes them your go-to? It's trust, isn't it? Hi, this is Dan from Bellingham Automotive, your go-to for auto repairs in Whatcom County since 1991. Whether you're using your car for ride-sharing, delivery services, mobile office, maybe just a taxi for your kids and their friends, or it's just personal transportation, we're here to keep you on the road. We're proud to have a team of technicians and service advisors who have been with us for years. They can help you find that strange noise or figure out what that warning light is trying to tell you. They can perform regular maintenance to keep your car up to date and your new car warranty intact. We know you're busy, so we also offer a local shuttle service and an after-hour drop-off and pickup options to help take the hassle out of your auto repair. So if you don't have a trusted go-to for your vehicles, please give us a call at 360-676-5200. Or visit bellinghamautomotive.com to schedule an appointment.
P&W Perks is helping you feel your best this Thursday at 8 a.m. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Max Hair Studios for just $25 at pnwperks.com. Transform your hair and elevate your style at Max Hair Studios inside the Bellis Fair Mall. Known for its exceptional services, skilled stylists, and commitment to delivering personalized experiences, Max Hair Studios is where excellence meets innovation in hair care. From precision haircuts to vibrant coloring and rejuvenating treatments, they offer a wide range of services to enhance your natural beauty. By using only the best products that nourish and protect your hair, you can count on long-lasting results. Max Hair Studios has received awards and certifications for their outstanding services, reflecting their dedication to excellence. Experience the difference at Max Hair Studios, located in the Kohl's Wing at Bellis Fair Mall.
Indulge in self-care with Max Hair Studios and P&W Perks this Thursday at 8 a.m. Get a $50 gift certificate for just $25, only at pnwperks.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
And we have a few minutes to take your calls here on KGMI Connects. Your thoughts, your ideas, your opinions, what have you. I saw this interesting report. The FTC demanded data from the largest grocers, grocery concerns in the country relative to the supply chain disruptions and period of high inflation, found that they very likely used the reports of inflation and supply chain disruptions as cover to increase their profits. Is that wrong? Should they not have done that? An interesting thing. But we've got a couple of minutes left. Alan over on Lummi Island joins us. Hi, Lummi. Or hi, Alan. Sorry.
No, Lummi works.
All right. We're hearing from Lummi Island. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to relate a story of an old-time friend of mine who's now passed, worked for Intalco Aluminum for about 20-plus years. And he related a story to us where they had a bunch of transformers, you know, full of PCBs that they had to get rid of. So what they did up there was dig a big hole in the and throw them all in and then cover it up.
Really?
And so if there's any PCBs in the Ferndale water supply, it might have something to do with that.
Wow. I mean, there must be record of that somewhere, and I don't know how that could be legal.
I don't think they put that down on paper, Joe.
Really? Wow. Huh.
I mean, that was totally legal. You know, you can't do that.
No. No. Did they say when that might have happened?
Let's see if I could guess. It would be, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago that that happened.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right. Thanks, Alan. That's kind of a depressing thought. But that, I mean, not everybody's a good actor, and you know, terrible things have been done in the name of, say, you know, convenience or saving time or money, and so that's unfortunate. But whether and I guess withhold judgment until we know that that's actually true. But appreciate everybody who called today. We've got the afternoon news coming up, and at 6 o'clock, Mariners opening day broadcast begins right here on KGMI.
Hi, I'm Tom Borthwick, the Diamond King. Does your wife have a big diamond, or is it that starter? How lovely would it be to show her how much she means to you again? Yes, you could surprise her again. Anniversary? Birthday? Just because? You did it once. Why don't you do it again? But with a big diamond. Big, big diamond. Go to Borthwick Jewelry for big diamonds. Discover and show passion and love again. See you in Borthwick Jewelry, exit 262 in the strip mall near the highway in the Grocery Outlet Plaza.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
From Mount Baker to Bellingham Bay and beyond, KGMI and KISM HD2 Bellingham. From the West Mechanical Studio.